Om Shanti. 19th October 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you become free from all bondages and experience the flying stage with the awareness of being double light. While walking and moving around, have the awareness, I am an angel, stable in the double light stage. An angel means one who flies. Something that is light remains constantly up above. It doesn't come down. For half the cycle, you have stayed down, and now it's time to fly and so check. Do I have any burdens or bondages? If a bondage or burden of your weak sanskars, waste thoughts and body consciousness continues for a long time, it will bring you down at the end. Therefore, become free from bondage and practice staying in the double light stage. Baba wants us to become double light. Light is a very beautiful word. When I say light, what does it mean? When I say light, or when Baba says light, or rather Baba adds the word double, what does it suggest? We have heard this word many times. So when I say, or when Baba says light, what does he mean? Light means lightness. Light means illumination, light means energy, light means some waves, light means some free from heaviness, weightless, light means burden free, light means flying, light means which can go above, which can be lifted easily, which is not very heavy, which is not burdensome. So, light is a beautiful word, and Baba is saying, always remember that you are double light angel who is free from all bondages and who is free from all burdens. And the greatest burdens are waste thoughts, and the greatest burdens are body consciousness, and the greatest burdens are weak sanskars. So actually these are the burden, weak sanskars, waste thoughts, and third, body consciousness. These all three things create burden or bondage. Burden means they make you heavy. Bondage means they tie you down. They don't allow you to fly. Each one of these. So it's not the body weight. Rather, it is the body consciousness that makes one heavy. So, Baba tells us to become light. Light means to be free from all of this. To be free from weak sanskars means to create strong sanskars. To inculcate, to instill in oneself new habits of soul consciousness. To instill in oneself new habits of soul consciousness, strong thoughts, and strong pure sanskars. This transformation should come. And so long as this transformation is not there, that burden or that bondage would remain. So, if one wants to feel light, one should check at what level the soul body consciousness is coming, and what are the subtle forms of body consciousness, to get angry, to get irritated, mood of jealous, there could be anything. To feel insulted is a form of body consciousness. To be egoistic is a form of body consciousness. So this could be anything, to cry or whatever. These are all the forms of, one should search, research the subtle forms of body consciousness. And soul consciousness, what are the deeper dimensions of soul consciousness? What happens when one remains soul conscious? What are the ways, thoughts, and from where they are arising, and how they can be converted into strong thoughts, powerful thoughts? Waste, deplete the energy. What are the weak sanskars? How they got created? The weak sanskars could be anything. Any habit. When we use the word sanskar, the picture is not very clear what exactly they are. When we use the word habits and addictions, these are better words. But what is the difference between habit and sanskar? What is the difference between habit, adat, and sanskar?
Temporary.
Habit is very strong. It is not temporary. That is also permanent. If one has formed a habit of speaking untruth or hurting others or doing something wrong, he understands this is not a good habit, but he is not able to get rid of it. So habit is also permanent, sort of. Sanskars are also permanent. Habit is very deep. Sanskars are also very deep. Sanskars are in subconscious mind. Habits are also in the subconscious mind. Habits become sanskars. Okay. It's a milder version of sanskar. Yeah, this is something closer to that. Actually, they both are very deep. And they both are not in the conscious mind. They both are in the subconscious mind. But in the subconscious mind also, if you divide the subconscious mind into different layers, habits are at above, somewhere here, while sanskars are deeper. But both are in the subconscious mind, both are automatic. They work on their own. You don't have to do anything. They work on their own. Once it is a habit, it is a habit. You have a habit of going from place A to B every day. And one day you don't have to go to B, but you have to go to C. But automatically the steps are turning towards B because you are habituated. Or, for example, one begins one's yoga in Madhuban starting from Baba's hut, and then he goes to Baba's room, and then he goes to Shantistam, and then he goes to History Hall. One day he decides that I have to go to History Hall. But the moment he enters the gate of Pandavan, he automatically goes towards Baba's hut. How come? That's also an habit. So, habits are like that. So, habits and sanskars, they are very deep, very interconnected, and both are automatic, both are independent, both are happening on their own. You don't have to do anything. Once it becomes a habit, you keep on doing and they work. So, only thing is that they take time to form. And any and every habit can be created. If the worst have been created, the best can also be created. If the worst habits of the body consciousness have been created, we can create the best and the highest habit of soul consciousness also. If this is possible, that is also possible. Because this was there in golden age and this has become in copper age. If the weak sanskars have been created, the same sanskars can be turned into stronger sanskars of purity. If weak thoughts are automatically generated, even strong thoughts can be automatically generated. The mind can be trained, the soul can be trained in such a manner that all these things can happen on their own. If the worst has happened, the best can happen. Good or bad instinct. Now there is another word. One is, we said, sanskar. Second is habit. And Third is instincts. Now, this word instinct is somewhere between sanskar and habits.
So this name is intuition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is instinct the same as intuition?
Same
as? Intuition.
Intuition. No, intuition is little different. Instinct is different. Intuition is, intuition, there are again different words. One is intuition, second is sixth sense, and third is ESP, extrasensory perception. So these three are similar words. Like you're sitting here and you get the intuition, something is happening somewhere. It is the sixth sense that something is going to happen in the evening. Extrasensory perception, ESP. By ESP, these are some things not happening every day, and with some people they are very common, and some they will happen sometime. So these three are related words, and these three are related words. Sanskar, habits and instincts. Instincts word is something very much similar to sanskar, or it is something related to swabhav, original, primal nature, primitive nature. Its instinct means primitive nature of a species. That is the instinct, we say. Eating and mating and drinking and enjoying, they say this is the instinct of animals. So instinct has to do something with original nature. More related also to sanskar and habits. Habits, but these all act, happening at the subconscious mind, at a very deeper plane. So habits are on the surface, instinct somewhere in between floating, and sanskars are sitting very deep. So,
memories.
Things are becoming more complicated now. Yeah. Memories, when they last for a long time, they become sanskar. Smritis, memories, when they stay for a long time, they take the form of sanskars. So, memories are something has happened and you keep on recalling it multiple times. Whether it is very much vicious, whether it is something very super sensuous, bad, good, whatever. So that will take the form of memory. And if you don't remember anything, that will get washed off. But if you keep on repeating in the mind, trying to remember it, same thing you try to bring in the mind, that will take the form of deeper memories. So even memories, they are in the subconscious mind. So all these are subconscious mind. So Baba is saying, weak sanskars, make them strong sanskars. Waste thoughts, powerful thoughts, positive thoughts. Body consciousness, soul consciousness. Now, we will come back to the word light. We have to become light. Light in what? We can make a huge list of things in which we should become light. The first is, our mind should be light. Light minds means light thoughts. Not very heavy thoughts. Negative and waste are heavy thoughts. Positive and pure are light thoughts. Somebody said something, somebody takes it in a very lighter manner. Okay, he said something, it's fine. I don't try to recall it, remember it, keep it in my heart. Allow it to become a memory, a bad memory, a grudge that persists within, and I'm continuously planning to take revenge because somebody said something wrong to me or did something wrong to me. This is to become heavy. To be remain light means, light in the mind means light thoughts. Second is light sanskars. Very light sanskars. In the sense, again the same thing. We are not storing anything in the, we are not holding on to anything. Light sanskars. Somebody is light in his sanskars and somebody is heavy in his sanskar. heavy sanskars means some amount or some traces of body consciousness in the sanskars, or heavy traces of body consciousness. The sanskars which are heavily loaded with body consciousness, those sanskars are heavy sanskars. And light means again pure positive sanskars. So keep the sanskars light. Also, light also means knowledge. Light also means not darkness, absence of darkness. So third is intellect. Our intellect should not be heavy, but intellect should be very light. And knowledge is the thing that keeps it light. But when the knowledge disappears, intellect becomes heavy. So intellect, a light intellect can judge, can discern, can discriminate very easily, very nicely, can understand things in a vivid manner, can see things as they are. But the intellect which is heavy finds it difficult to see things, visualize things. So mind, intellect, sanskar, man, buddhi, sanskar, these all three things should be light. Then fourth, our relationships should be light. The way we interact with others, they should be light. They should not be hatred. If we entertain some hatred in our heart and nurture a strong sense of repulsion for somebody in our hearts, the moment that person comes in front of us, one feels heavy. So that is a very heavy relationship. Light means you are interacting with everyone and okay. And there is another aspect of being heavy. One is attached to somebody. Very deep attachment. That also creates heaviness. Hatred and attachment. Attraction and repulsion both create heaviness. So one is attached to somebody, and one has to work with that person, one is little heavy within, though he may not reveal, but one is heavy. And one has hatred, that time also one is very heavy. So keep the relationships very much light. And then food. Food should be light and not very heavy. Heavy food is not for yogis. Heavy food is for those bhogis of the world, those who are indulgent souls. The lighter the food, the lighter would be the soul conscious. One will feel more soul conscious. If one is stuffing oneself with all the heavy stuff, all the spices, all the rajo, all the tamasic and rajasic food, the intellect becomes heavy. The lighter the food, the lighter one's stage is. Food is straight away connected with stage and mood. Food is very much connected. If there are 10 things that is making a yogi, food is one of the most important component of that. I am not saying everything, but food is one of the most important component of that. And the more the food is boiled or heated, and the more the food is processed and made artificial, the heavier it is. So the fifth thing which should be light is food. All the fruits and all the vegetables and everything which are as less processed as possible, they constitute light food, vibrant food that will give you vibrant energy, vibrant health, and one will enjoy wholesome health. So food also should be light. And especially the night food should be light. Otherwise the Amrit Vela will suffer heavily. Heavy food at night, Amrit Vela heavy. So food. And then the next is your speech should be light. Speech should be light. When I say light, it means full of knowledge. When I say light, it means positive. When I say light, it means full of good wishes. When I say light, it means that doesn't make me heavy or that doesn't make others heavy. Yeah. So, heavy means I say something and I keep on repenting. I should not have said, I should not have said, I should not have said. Or I say something and some other person feels heavy because of those fiery, fierce, traumatic words. Somebody is traumatized. So words should be heavy. Then actions. Actions should be very light. When I say light actions, it means I do not expect any reward. When I say light actions means without expectations. When I say light actions means actions are done and surrendered. No more remembrance, no more narrating, no more appreciating oneself. There are people who keep on appreciating themselves. And they find it. And they are always searching audience. And they don't get. And the moment they get, they bombard them with their own achievements and praises and good qualities. So there are people like that. So even actions should be very much light. So Baba is saying, become free from bondage and practice staying in the double light stage. For half the cycle you have stayed down and now it's the time to fly. And so check, don't I have any burden or bondages? So all these three things create burden and bondages, and remain light in all these things. You can add few more things here. Gyan, one should be light, otherwise gyan itself causes heaviness. Gyan is very light actually, and if it is causing heaviness, it means somewhere we have not understood that knowledge properly. Because otherwise every new piece of knowledge should make us lighter. But if knowledge itself is causing heaviness, then probably there is some problem. For example, if somebody is given some topic for speech, that should not cause heaviness. If it is causing heaviness, it means there is some problem. So light means knowledge, light. Then yoga, light. The yoga also should be very much light. If one gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and sits and the head becomes heavy. In our OPD many patients come. What happened? They said heaviness in the head. When? The moment I sit in yoga, I feel heavy. That is the complaint. The moment I sit in yoga, I feel heavy. Now what is the treatment for this? Otherwise I am light. But the moment I sit in yoga, matha, this head becomes heavy. Extremely heavy. What is the treatment? Heaviness during yoga. When do you seva? Lightness. Speech, knowledge, lightness. But the moment I sit in meditation, head becomes heavy. What to do? Yeah. They have probably not understood yoga. For them, yoga is something, a sort of doing something. Yoga is not the stage of doing. Yoga is the stage of being. Yoga is nothing but the loveful remembrance of God. Don't use the word yoga. Use the word remembrance. There are two words again. One is remembrance, another is race. Which is better? Remembrance. No, there are two words. One is remembrance, another is race. One is travel. Baba says yatra. It's a yatra. It's a travel of remembrance. So there are two words. One is travel, another is race. Which is better? Travel is you are little enjoy, but race is something that keeps you on your toes, because you see that others are going ahead, I have also to go ahead. And it's not a simple race, it is known as hurdle race. This race is known as hurdle race. Hurdle means lot of obstacle in this race of remembrance. So yoga also should be light. Yoga also should be light. And the last, 10th, seva. Any seva that makes head heavy is no seva at all. Seva should be something that keeps you light. One should be dancing while doing seva. Enjoying the seva one is doing. Just as they give the example of a foreigner comes in India and he sees a temple getting constructed and he asks the first worker, what are you doing? He says, what I am doing? Can't you see? I am cutting stones, hard stones. And I have been doing this all this life and I am not getting anything. What a miserable, despicable, poor, filthy life this is. That I have to cut hard stones and I don't earn anything. And the whole life has gone into this nonsensical job. And he is very unhappy. The foreigner goes to the second worker and he asks, what are you doing? He says, can't you see? So much sweat. I am earning my livelihood. And if I don't earn, my wife, my children will die. They will suffer. I have to do it. There is no other option. And he goes to the third worker and he is dancing and he is cutting the stones. And he asks him, what are you doing? He says, what I am doing? Can't you see I am building the temple of God? And he is so happy. So what I am doing at Amrit Vela? Cutting hard stones, earning livelihood, earning income, or building the temple of fortune? What I am doing during Murli? What I am doing during eating? What I am doing during eating Brahma Bhojan? Cutting hard stones? Same food yesterday and today also. Cutting hard stones, earning livelihood? Let me eat Brahma Bhojan so that my mind will become pure. Little temptation of income. Or I am enjoying it. Oh, God has given me this food on this platter of fortune. So which stage I am? Which worker I am throughout the day? Sometimes I become the first, sometimes second, and sometimes third. I keep on changing whole day. So these are the 10 things where one should remain light. The first, light in mind means pure thoughts, positive thoughts. Second, light in sanskars, very flexible sanskars. You should not have rigid sanskars. I will do like this only. I can't tolerate these two people. These two people should go out from my department. Then only I will stay here. Otherwise I am going. Remove them. I don't want this anti-social elements in my department. So light and sanskars. Then light intellect. Intellect is very light. It's not heavy, burdened with so many things. Though so many things are there, but they are so properly stored. Just as in computer is there, different files are there. Whenever you want, you can retrieve any file. And you know which file is where. Which PDF is where. So intellect is like that. Very much nicely arranged. Not cluttered. Organized. So declutter the intellect. Remove all the garbage, rubbish which is there and keep it nice. When the desktop is there and if it is filled with 100 shortcuts, you don't understand, you have to search every time. Keep it as less as possible. The speed of the computer would be more if you have one or two shortcuts on the screen. But if you keep it heavily loaded, the first thing you have to do is search where is that folder. And you keep on searching. So keep the desktop of the intellect with as much less shortcuts as possible. So, then relationships should be very much light. Then food should be light. Then jnana should be light. Then yoga should be light. Then speech should be light. Then seva should be light. Then action should be light. So all these things one should remain light. This stage of lightness is known as angelic stage. When one is light, one is not heavy, one is not burdened, one doesn't feel heavy and free from all these three things: weak sanskars, waste thoughts and body consciousness. These are the only three things that make us heavy, or they create burden, bondage, and they pull you down, they don't allow you to fly. So get rid of these three things and have the lightness in all the 10 things, and that makes one the flying angel, the soaring angel, the angel that moves across the firmament and experience lightness. Om Shanti.